possessed her to act as she did. If she thinks it's funny, we fail to.
We've always impressed her to do as she's bid, and choosing the day of the sale, too.
I'll still wonder on it the day that I dee, her fleeing with best stolen veil on, her Sabbath best bonnet, a glint in her ee, and off, if you please, of the sale on.
An act as unruly as that of today confirms to the hilt my suspicions. Her mind was more fully concerned, I would say, with objects less form than mission.
Now come, Mr. Peyton, the lassie forsooth has caused chitter-chatter aplenty. Ascribe not to Satan the follies of youth. Ezekiel 7:20.
Present-day youth, present-day youth, that liberty gibbets, and that is the truth. Each thinking only of flings to be flung, and all very different from when we were young. Youth of today, youth of today, headstrong and flighty, they go their own way. Morally hazy, the few that we've met, morally hazy, we add with regret. Simply a crazy mixed up modern set, obstinate, pert and uncouth, preposterous present-day youth.
One cannot condone, one can only reproach, such highly unladylike capers.
A young girl alone on the Headington coach? Ooh, the thought of it gives one the vapors.
If she's an old Greekie, by all I've heard tell, it fills me with fear and with horror to think of that cheeky wee miss there, herself. A city that's worse than Gomorrah.
For such disobedience, again one asserts, a school is the only solution. A lack of allegiance to me is what hurts. Let's hope there is due retribution.
You'd best cool your broth with your high-minded tongue and leave such like judgments to heaven. Be slow unto wrath with all they that are young. Leviticus 18:11.
Why, Mistress Pringle?
If the rest of you intend to remain here, swithering and dithering and debating the shortcomings of the modern generation, someone had better take action.
But what are you going to do?
Find Marigold, I hope.
Then you know where she is?
I've a fair notion, Mr. Peyton. And if you'd as sharp an eye for a soldier, laddie, as you have for your turnips, so might you. She'll learn the full lash of my tongue. Have no fears. But further than that, dinna try her. Both thoughtless and rash are the tender in years.
Verse 6, chapter 10, Nehemiah. Present-day youth, they're hoity-come-toity, and that is the truth.
And inefficient in etiquette code.
And lacking the manners that we always showed.
Youth of today,
modern conditions have led them astray.
None of them sharing the burdens they might.
Few of them caring what's wrong or what's right.
All of them tearing around day and night.
Feckless and fickle, forsooth. Provocative present-day youth.